Blog Talk Radio.
93.3 FM is Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.3 FM is on, coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in with your requests, 347-308-8747, and holla at my man Sweet
93 Cadillac, baby.
Yeah, that's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack.
Uh-huh. 93. Sweet.
Cause Cadillac gonna take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. Got it right. Every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. So make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player.
93 Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man, Tweed Cadillac.
93. Tweed. FM. So, you like that? I know you do. Tweed Cadillac. 93.
93.Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Blossom Radio.
Baby. Hello, world. I am the Party Rocket Player. Original Los Angeles Peace Spitter, Tweed Cadillac, baby. You're tuned in to 93.3 FM. Ism! You're on a Thursday night flight. It's going down the real way, y'all. Request line 347-308-8747. If you like it, holler at a player, but don't yell, y'all. 93.3 FM. Tonight's special guest will be legendary composer, producer, Mr. Theodore Life Jr. This is my day job, y'all. Don't touch that knob. If I don't work, I don't eat. And if I don't eat, I can't sleep. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Indie Ears. Conjunction with Passion Pastries, 11310 Ventura Boulevard, City of Studio City, California. Home of delectable cupcakes and things. I want to give a big shout out to DJ Battle Cat. Get well soon, brother. He suffered a mild heart attack yesterday. I want to send my prayers out to him and his family. Also, big shout out to Mr. Andre Killebrew. a friend, but a man among men. Shout out to Miss Lola St. Clair out of East Point, Michigan. Got your dedication up. You and the After Six Cruise picks, y'all. Go ride the oldies, R&B, and all in between. I am the only station playing Funkadelic with Temptation. If you find another station, let me know so I can tune in. 93.3 FM, y'all.
From Climax, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, having a meeting in the ladies' room, the only R&B station that plays the Funkadelics to the Temptations, and even Climax.
No skinny jeans, village people around her. We keep it P, y'all, 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
93.3 Tweet FM. We are the official sponsor of contestant number 12, the lovely Miss Cheyenne Brown from Miss Compton 2013. We need for y'all to call area code 424-242-8031. Vote for contestant number 12, sophomore college student for the People's Choice Award. Can't do it by text, info@misscompton.com. Contestant number 12, Cheyenne Brown. I need all my fans all across the country to vote for it. Lovely lady that's about to take this thing all the way to the top. And Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12, misscompton.com. Thank you. of him as T Light, or his alter ego, OG One, you know me. We'll be on the premises live. You might have saw him on Unsung, Evan Champagne King. Legendary producer, so many gold and platinum albums, it's hard to even count. He's produced the likes of Eddie Kendrick, Phyllis Hyman, Archie Bellinus Wales, The Intruders, Pointer Sisters, Ricky Sue Robinson, Sinners, Carl Carlton. If I keep going, it'll look like I'm bragging. One of the original architects, the musical mayor of Philly, y'all, Mr. Theodore Light. Junior will be in on the break. Stay tuned, y'all. Like Mr. Life himself, the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor, musical mayor of Philadelphia. How you doing, sir?
What's up, man? How you doing, Tweed?
I am fine, thank you. It's such a pleasure to have you grace our platform tonight. We've been anticipating
your
arrival.
Thank
you. You are a man among men with a legendary career that spans over 30, 40 years in the music industry. We need you to tell us, how did you really get started in regards to, we understand you're a guitarist, you're a composer, you're a producer, you do it all. You actually just do it all. I've also spoke on how the other artists that you've influenced or touched them in some way, all the way from Carl Carlton, the Spinners, Luther, Teddy, Phyllis Hyman, Eddie Kendricks, I mean, the list goes on. What would you say is one of your greatest strengths in the music business to really have helped you sustain your longevity?
One of the greatest threats, did you say?
One of the greatest strengths that you bring to the table other than your guitar playing, which is really legendary as well. You played on these monster songs. Probably have your whole wall full of nothing but gold and platinum records. It's like, what inspires you, sir?
Well, you know, I love music. That's what really inspires me is the love for the music. I've also had a chance to and the privilege to work with a lot of acts, a lot of talented people. I've been blessed in that area. And I don't know, as a kid, I just loved music, you know. I lived in Miami for several years. I was born in Philadelphia, in South Philly, at a hospital called Jefferson. And I stayed there for a while, then I moved down to Miami because I had asthma real bad, so my mother moved me close to seawater. And so I had a chance to really, really live in an area that was multicultural. Also, listening to the various the music was very inspirational to me because I had a chance to listen to it all from James Brown to Brooke Benton to Sinatra to Dean to Sarah Vaughan, Etta James, the Motown sound. You know, you listen to all of these different types of music and you absorb all of that energy. And so I was really inspired by a lot of that. And my mother really, really inspired me. My mother could sing, man. Sweet, I'm telling you, the woman could sing.
Wow.
And I used to back and listen to her sing, man, and I tell you, man, it was a wonderful thing. And she was very instrumental in my career. In the beginning of my career, she actually put me in school. I sang in choir, Catholic school. I sang in the Catholic school choir. And it's a long story. You don't have enough time for that on this show. But, my inspiration comes from that background.
Well, as working with all these legendary artists, your contribution to their careers is, like, phenomenal. You know how they always say it's always the man behind the man or the unknown person that really has the power or the juice, and you're basically that guy. Your guitar licks have been heard on so many songs. Your production and your composing, your music has been paved the way for the Philly sound. And it's like, who would you say has been one of your favorite artists that you have the pleasure to work with over the years?
Oh, that's a hard one. It really is. You know why? Because I've worked with so many great people. And, you know, in New York, and, well, let's start with Philadelphia. You know, I had the pleasure of working with a lot of great people here, man. I'm talking about the kind of people you can rub shoulders with, you know, when you're creating that thing, you know, you just laugh and you have so much fun, you know, from most of the guys at Philly International, working with Instant Funk. Working with Bunny Sigler, working with Kenny and Huff, it was a labor of love. You know, we loved the music, you know, and loved each other, having fun with it, you know. And in New York, when I had my New York squad, you know, I had the Luther Vandross, the Gordon Grody, the Irene Cara, Vicky Sue Robinson, Diva Gray. Phyllis Hyman, you know, Phyllis used to come in and do background vocals, and man, it was crazy, you know, the strings and the horns, Artie Kaplan, George Andrews conducting, the Brecker Brothers, Will Lee from the David Letterman show, Steve Love, Steve Roberts. I mean, all of these people, and you say that my favorite artist. Well, that's my squad. Those are my squads that I work with in the industry. When it comes to the artists, I would have to say, if I say anything wrong, I might get beat up. So I'm going to say working with all of them was an honor and a pleasure, you know, because they brought the best out of me. And I tried to bring the best out of them. And that's what a producer does.
Exactly.
You know, he brings out the best in an artist. It's hard to work with a canvas, man, that ain't got nothing on it. You know what I'm saying? A blank canvas. You almost have to start from scratch. With these people, all you had to do was polish. That's pretty much what a producer had to do. You know, some producers are more extraordinary than others. You know, being as though I'm a musician, I'm also a singing producer. So that adds a bit of texture to the production in terms of the creativity, which is always spiraled for me upward. You know what I'm saying? And that's a darn good question. I don't know, man. I can take each artist and put them in their own category, and they were the greatest at what they did. They were all great to me. That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does, sir. Let's talk about the business side of the music thing, because I've had a lot of artists come on my show, and they've told me some very sad horror stories in regards to the lack of publishing, the lack of control. were you able to maintain your control of your artistry? And the bottom line is, how was the money back then?
Well, the money then was nothing like the money now.
Some people don't want to answer that question, and they kind of tap out on
it. No, I'll answer that question quickly. I can assure you that the money some of these artists are making now, you could do 4 or 5 blockbuster movies. You know, we'll do a couple of them Arnold Schwarzeneggers, and one of them Bruce Willis Jones, you know, jumping out the windows and busting the glass. With a good paycheck, you could do that as an artist today. But, you know, every generation, when you look at the economy, you know, the economy then was far greater than the generations before that and the generation before that. So I think it sort of like balances out, you know. Everything costs more now, so you make more money.
Well, you've been all around the world. I'm sure within your travels, and I know how that show money was back then, and I'm sure that if you retain your publishing, that those ASCAP checks are coming in your mailbox least expected. I just want to make sure that you're okay, because I've heard some horror stories about artists that were number 2 on the R&B charts, and they live in apartments now, you know, and it's a sad situation.
Well, it's a bad situation because, you know, and it all starts with learning your craft. Some of these artists today and some of the artists in the past did not do their homework. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, you know, I had it all together. That's not going to happen. You know, we all have to learn as we grow. But if you've ever been on in a real fast car, and you go from 0 and automatically you're all of a sudden you're at 60. 0 to 60 is a hell of a ride. If you've never been there, you probably wouldn't know how it feels, except, damn, that was fast, you know. And that's pretty much how it is to have a record. The one day you don't have a dime. The next day you're filthy, filthy rich. What do?
Exactly.
A lot of people weren't ready for that. A lot of people knew how to make money, but they didn't know how to keep it.
Wow.
Sometimes we're so anxious as young people, we just want to jump right in there. We don't care nothing about publishing and paperwork, and therefore I'm going to sign you for a year. Oh, really? Okay, but the contract says 8 or 9, things of that nature. Yeah, we fall into that. Thank God I never fell into that, because I did a little homework early on in life. And let's put it this way. Sweet, I'm poor, but I ain't pitiful. How you like that one?
I like that one.
Ah, yeah, baby. Oh,
I
yeah.
like that one.
But, you know, in any game, you know, it's about the game. You know, you got to learn to play the game. So you go to the crap table to shoot. You can't say, oh, man, I lost all my money. You know, I really didn't mean to do that. Can you give me my money back? It's not going to happen. Sometimes if you make a mistake, you got to keep on trucking. You pick up the pieces. You know, you don't become the walking wounded. You pick up the pieces and you keep trucking. Failure is not an option, man. So I understand how people feel. Everybody's not the same. But sometimes, man, you know, you make these mistakes. And sometimes we do it to ourselves. It doesn't take any, I can be my own worst enemy. I don't need you to help me do bad. I can do bad all by myself. But I can also do good all by myself. And with the help of others, hey, it could be a win-win situation. Do you feel me, my brother?
Yes, sir, I do, man.
So, in other words, I don't have no horror stories.
What do you do? What do you do on your spare time? You know, how do you amuse yourself, considering that you've traveled the country, you've been all around the world, you hobnob with celebrities, you're a polished, seasoned, veteran artist. I mean, what do you do for entertainment? How do you unwind?
You know what, man? I get up in the morning. This is honest God truth. I get up early. I like to do stuff in the morning. You see, I'm at a point in my life now where I can actually wake up and smell the flowers. That's a big deal to me. I had many years I woke up and didn't smell nothing, okay? But that's another story. you grow in life with a lot of things. And I don't want to sound like some guru or something like that, but man, you know, when you talk about going through situations in life, this business, this entertainment game is not for the squeamish. If you're thin-skinned, go get a job at Bud's or somewhere. Don't get in this game right here. This game will tear you to pieces if you don't really have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And you have to have an awareness spiritually to stay strong, because it can get out of hand. I get up in the morning and I love everything that's going on. Every day is an adventure for me. The moment that I can't laugh, smile, something funny during the day, then there's a problem. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir. I understand fully. And my work ethic is basically the same. You know, it's like nothing will work unless I do. So I understand that, you know, every day you must strive to be the best that you could be.
Absolutely.
And what you do today can dictate tomorrow. You know, that's like my philosophy. So I believe that wholeheartedly.
Come on, Funk.
You know,
come on.
You know, everyone's seen you on Unsung, and everyone knows that you discovered Evelyn Champagne King, but they don't know that you had worked with Teddy and you wrote for the Spinners and you played and man, I mean the list goes on. I'm sitting here now looking at my notes, and I love Phyllis Hyman. And I didn't know that you produced two songs on her classic album Somewhere in My Lifetime. I mean, I still play that album.
Correct.
What can you say? What can you share about Phyllis that the world might not know?
Phyllis, the world doesn't know. Phyllis, and I love Phyllis, and I used to tease her all the time because she had big feet, but she was a big woman. And I used to tease her about these slides she used to wear all the time, you know. And you know the little slippers that you buy in the store, the girls buy with the little fuzzy thing, the little fuzzy bow on them and stuff, the, like little rabbits they're walking around on. I used to tease her about that all the time. She used to get so angry, you know, but it was all in fun. Probably one of the greatest artists that ever walked the planet, man. This girl, she was phenomenal, you know. And she had a tone that was just crazy. And she was a pleasure to cut. I'm gonna be honest. She was a perfectionist too. She was never happy with anything in terms of her delivery. You know, for instance, I Wanna Kiss You All Over, when we did that, which was a remake of a song originally done by Exile. And it was number one in the world. And Clive Davis said, T, listen, this song, Kiss You All Over, man, what can you do with it? I said, let me hear it. You know, I had never heard the record. And I heard the record, and I said, I like it. And I sat back with it, and I said, how can I approach this with a Phyllis Hyman vibe, with a Phyllis Hyman feel? And at that particular time, everybody was trying to find that place where Phyllis belonged, because she really had a jazz identity, and Clive was trying to break her into the mainstream. And so I did that particular production, and we brought it in. You know, funny thing about that song, when I did that song, it was more or less a turntable hit, but I got a letter from Kurt Gowdy. You remember Kurt Gowdy, the announcer, sports announcer?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Kurt Gowdy sent me a letter. And in this letter, Kurt Gowdy said, I want to congratulate you and Phyllis on one of the best produced records I have ever heard in my life. And for me, that was like getting a platinum album. You don't get those kind of compliments from people, you know? It was just it's a great thing in my life. I'll never forget that.
Wow, that's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into a song. I need you to hold on. Mr. Theodore Life Jr., we're going to get into a song real quick, and we'll be right back. Everybody stay tuned. You're on 93.3 Tweet FM. Ism.
that's been a title. 93.3 FM ism with Mr. Theodore Life Jr. Let's talk about your alter ego, sir. OG1, you know me. How did that come about?
I don't know. I was just looking for a good name for my alter ego. And, you know, everybody started calling, like, the old heads OG, you know. And at first I was kind of, like, not feeling that, you know. Calling me OG, you know. What do you mean by that, Willis? You know. But it was kind of cool as a compliment, you know. And just turning 39, you know, I didn't feel like an OG. So you got that right. That was a joke, man. Anyway,
I caught that.
Yeah, okay, cool. It just came about, you know, like OG1. It can only be one, you know. So I just called myself OG1, you know me. It's a little slang thing, and I kind of liked it, and I rock with it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to get into your alter ego song a little later in the show, but I think you have a caller right now. Hold on 1 second. Caller. You are live on 93.2 FM. Ism. Hello.
What's going on with it? Hello.
Yes, sir. You're live on the air. How you doing today?
I mean, I'm doing great. You know, I wanted to reach out to you and Theodore T. Life. Man, you know, I heard your conversation and everything. Sound like it's all about the spiritual, man, to keep it going, though, and to be longevity and everything in life, period, you know, outside the music, you know. So
absolutely.
I really appreciate that. But my question was to T-Life was, what are you doing now? Like, are you working with artists, upcoming artists? Or are you doing anything with the gospel? Because, you know, that's what I do. And just want to know what your view is on that.
Well, yeah, you know, like, one of the things that I try to do is stay current. You know, I do a lot of hip-hop. I've done a lot of hip-hop for the last 20 years. And I've worked with almost every notable act that's ever come out of Philly. A lot of the state property guys like Oskino and all of those cats with Gilly the Kid and those people. Gilly's doing movies with Dean Raines now, some of those movies that you may see. I've worked with him. His father's a real good friend of mine. But I try to stay current. As far as gospel is concerned, I haven't done any gospel per se. That's my next venture, is to do some gospel. I'm doing a metal band right now, metal rock, and it's kind of different for me, but not really, because I do a lot of rock and roll also. So, you know, my history of doing different types of genres of music is pretty vast, and everybody that knows me knows that I can do it all. So, in answer to your question, yeah, I'm doing a lot of things. I just haven't done any gospel, so you got some good stuff?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, with God, you can't go wrong, you know. And a lot of times people think that when somebody say gospel rap, you know, they think they might say it's corny, which I kind of rebuke when I hear folks say that out in the street. They say, oh, you know, a lot of gospel artists is corny. I say, hey, man, ain't nothing about God corny, you know, at all, you know. But what I'm doing, I come from the streets of L.A., and, you know, my whole gospel thing is everybody. I ain't judging nobody. I ain't pointing fingers at nobody. I'm just eye to eye, but trying to, you know, I'm on the bottom. I'm at the bottom now, so the only thing I'm doing is at the bottom and trying to lift folks up, man. That's it.
I can dig
you
it.
Know.
Well, you know what, man? Listen, one thing about business, one thing about life, period, I learned a long time ago, things that I thought was corny, there was 50 million other people that didn't think it was corny. In other words, there's something out here for everybody. Somebody told me a long time ago, and I'll tell you who it was Tom Bell, a man who's had many, many, many hit records. And he sat us down one time. We're all young cats, you know. He sat us down and says, you know what, man? Every record can be a hit record. And we looked at him like he was crazy. Man, it's got to be popping. It's got to be doing this. It's got to be saying something. Well, it only has to be saying something to the people that like it. Because there's
right.
A million people that like what you like. There's a million people that like what I like. And the difference is, all you have to do is get it to market. That's the trick. So right. In answer to your question, I don't believe in that corny thing, but I feel where you're coming from, you know?
Yeah, well, you know,
my job right now is to, excuse me for interjecting, but my job right now is caller, is to jot down your number, and Mr. Life, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pass his number on to you, and you guys are going to work together, and y'all going to come up with a cool gospel track. I believe in you, T-Life. Caller, I believe in your conviction. You sound convincing. I got your back, your front, and your side. I'm going to put those two entities together, and that's what we do over here at 93.Tweet FM-ism. Can we all agree to that live on the air?
Well, we won't make any promises, but I will give it a listen. How's that?
That's all that matters. That's all.
There you go.
A caller, is that fine with you?
That's it.
There
all
we
right.
go.
Opportunity is great. Opportunity is great, and that's all that matters, like you just said.
All right,
that's a beautiful thing. It's about to go down. Y'all listening to 93.Tweet FM. I'm going to go into another song real quick. We're going to come back with Theodore Life Jr. Hold on, y'all. It's going down like Bobby Brown.
Hold on, here we go.
FM is a Tony Station playing Funk Delegate Station. Tell a hater to tell a player. 347-308-8747. Tweed FM Ism live in the building with Mr. Theodore Life Jr. OG1, you know me.
You got me.
Hello. Man. Hold on 1 second. Caller, area code 267. You are live on the air, 93.2 Tweed FM. How you doing and where you calling from?
You know, I'm calling from Philly. What's going on with you, Tweed Cadillac?
Oh, it's none other than the man, the myth, the Mr. Boots Rothschild in the building, y'all. How you doing today,
sir? What's going on with you, man?
What's up,
man?
What's
I'm
up,
chopping it
bro?
Up, man, with Mr. Theodore Life Jr., man. It's
yeah,
a beautiful
I
situation
OG in the
going down.
OG, what's up with you, man?
Hey, baby, I'm chilling like a villain, you know. You know
you
me.
I know what you do out here, you know what I'm saying, but I want you to tell these cats, like, you know, because everybody uses Pro Tools now. What kind of equipment you used to use back in the day when you was making that real music?
Well, let me put it this way. The same stuff that Pro Tools, the things that they can do with Pro Tools, we used to do by hand. See, we used to use, like, the 24s and the 1 inches, you know what I'm saying? And this is all tape. We used all tape. A lot of the editing techniques, some of the stuff that the Pro Tools and things like that do, we did it all by hand. We could take a 2-minute song and turn it into 20. You know, we used to run tape backwards to get a reverse echo. There's some new features and stuff like that, but a lot of the stuff we experimented with it 30 years ago, and even beyond that, you know. So what it does, now you can just, almost anybody can just go and get a computer and pop it on. They don't know what the hell they're doing, but it sounds good. We created a lot of that stuff by hand. So I would suggest, you know what, I got to tell you this. Years ago, in the 80s, I was watching Soul Train. And Barry White was on Soul Train. Now, Barry was going through a transition with his music and with his life at CBS. And he came on, I'm going to make this real quick. I'm going to edit this down. He came on Soul Train Show, and he told the kids, he said, listen, this is a drum machine and a keyboard. He said, listen, make music till the cows come home. I knew there was going to be a problem right there. See, kids are very, very influential. But when you tell them something like that, a lot of kids took it because a lot of kids didn't know how to play music. When I came up, everybody played some kind of instrument. Somebody, they played something if it wasn't nothing but a bongo drum or something. The problem I'm having with today's generation, they don't know how to play anything. They don't know how to play an instrument. And we need to get the kids back into doing it, not just in church, but for everybody. Because if there was more people playing instruments and beating on something, we wouldn't be picking up guns and shooting each other as much. I play my guitar, man. I can't shoot you right now. I'll shoot you later. You know what I'm saying? That kind of mentality. Music can do wonders. You cannot isolate yourself just on a drum machine or Pro Tools and a computer and be complete. Not going to happen. It's not good for the spirit. Not good for the soul. Did I make myself clear?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Plus the warmth of the sound, because I remember back in my early recording days when we would be in the studio with like a 2-inch reel, and just the actual warmth of the sound was even better, where the engineer is like a robot. He has to manually adjust all the levels, you know, get all the cords out and jacks and plug it in. Man, it was really hard. That's before the flying faders and all of that. So I understand the process of making music. And,
yeah,
man,
I mean, I like some of the stuff today, though. I mean, I like the new technologies and stuff like that, but I'd like to see more people playing instruments and learning how to engineer and learning what that is. I think it could come back around again, you know. But I just think that what we did back in the day was just unbelievably good in terms of having that camaraderie, like you said, the warmth of the process. That creative process. It was great, man.
Well, let me get into one of your older compositions. It's kind of funky, kind of intrigued me. When I heard it, I'm like, wow, that's kind of fly right there. And I don't know what year that this song was made in, but I kind of dig it, man. Stay tuned, y'all. 93.3 FM is it, man. I got to drop this one, man. This is hot to me, man. I dig this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But that's life. That's life. You can't love everybody in life.
93.2 FM with the incomparable, the musical mayor of Philadelphia, Mr. T. Life. Sir, what intrigued me actually about that song was the arrangement. The singers, the bass was just plucking and getting busy with it. The horns, the strings, I mean, that was like a masterpiece. For the young generation right now, it might be, you know, they might not can get into the end. What's the word I'm looking for? The consistency of the overall music, but man, that was a well arranged song there.
But thank you very much, man. It had some great players on that song. You know, the ensemble was just crazy. You got Willie on bass. You had the Brecker Brothers. You had Irene Cara, Luther Vandross, Gordon Grody, Annie Sutton. I'm talking like just super session, man. Steve Love from Steely Dan, Steve Robbins on keyboards, Leo Damian. Just an unbelievable session. You know, when Will Lee got there, I was playing the song with the rest of the guys with no bass. We were jamming, man. That was a jam session. You know, when I listened to that, everybody had a ball. That's what I'm talking about. We had a good time doing that song. That was a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it, you know, because I listen to music and, you know, I like strings. You know, one of my favorite all-time groups happened to be Cameo. Because I actually love how they did their vocal arrangements. I love how they mixed their horns with their strings. I listen to stuff that the average person really doesn't hear, you know. So I really appreciate that song, man.
Well, great, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Man, speaking of Cameo, man, let me drop one of my all-time favorites, man, for y'all. 93.2 FM. Ism, baby. Yes. Ha-ha. We'll be right back. 93.Tweet FM, y'all. We'll do it like this. You find that station, let me know so I can tune in. The only station playing Funkadelic to the sensation. 93.Tweet FM. Here's them. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indie. 93.Tweet FM, y'all. I need for y'all to vote for Miss Cheyenne Brown, contestant number 12, for the Miss Compton 2015 beauty pageant. Text your votes at area code 424-242-8031. Online at info@MissCompton.com. Sophomore college student for the People's Choice Awards, Miss Cheyenne Brown, y'all. 93.Tweet FM. Ism, baby.
It's the one and only Sham Rocket. L.I.G.'s up, lyrically intensified gang. And right now I got you tuned into 93.Tweet on your FM Ism. The only station playing the Funkadelic with the Temptation. You dig? 93.Tweet, baby, that's the ism. OG from the West Coast, I'm riding with him. Penthouse player, B-gang spitter. Straight ball evangelist, home of the scandalous. I'll be right back in a minute, let me handle this. Radio drop, Sham Rockets with the business. Working, focused, new West Coasting. Back it on up, drop it low, go ahead and work that. You hard booty, cause you's a cutie. And it's you I'm choosing, keep it G-steady moving. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep them going under. In fact, I'm on top, and no, it won't stop. When heat is that beat, knock me, fall off, I think not. It's on at 9 o'clock, I'm posting up at the spot with a folio. Listening to blogtalkradio.com, in the ears, you know what the really is. 93.Tweet Cadillac, baby.
93.Tweet, on your FM is
good. Cadillac, baby.
93.Tweet, on your FM is good.
Cadillac, baby.
93.Tweet, on your FM is good.
No skinny jean, village people around her. Yes, sir. We live with Mr. Theodore Life Jr.
Indeed.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about your community activism. I understand that you are part of the National Alliance Against Violence in America. Let's speak on that.
Well, that's an organization that I started in 1993. I had a tragedy in my family, and one of my sons, not to get too morbid for your audience, but I had a son that was murdered. And it's an organization that I started after he died. And I decided, after doing the Bertie's Berry show in Chicago, she flew us to Chicago, my wife and I. And when I was there, I met so many other parents who had gone through the same fate and were suffering from it. And what I did, I had a 800 number that I put up on the screen. She flashed it. It was a nationwide shot. And when I got home, I had about, maybe over 200 calls on this 800 number. Somewhere in there. And maybe not that many, but it was close. But they were basically from women who had been battered women. Now, I know this sounds a little strange. You know, I put it up there for one thing, and it turned out to be something else. And I looked at all the violence in the world. If you listen to my music, you know, I come from Philly International, and we did a lot of message songs. And everybody had their own way of telling the story about what they didn't like in society. You know, I think Kenny and Huff had a thing of Wake Up Everybody. the song That's Life. It talks about how we don't like each other. We can do for each other, but we don't. You know, different segments of different things, segments of life that happen. But anyway, to make a long story short, I looked at this and said, well, hey, I got to start an organization not based on just people getting murdered, but it has to be something about violence. So I started this organization called NAVA, the National Alliance Against Violence in America. Of course, that means everywhere else. But I live in America where crime is prevalent, a lot of people getting hurt and things of that nature. So I wanted to do something about it, but I didn't move on it afterwards for a long, long time because I had to go through my mourning period, and I thought that I had jumped out there too soon. So now I'm coming back with it, and I hope that a lot of your listeners will join in and with this thing that I'm trying to do. Thank you for mentioning that, you know, but it sort of like caught me off guard, but it's all good. Thanks, man.
Well, you definitely have my support because me as myself, you know, I grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and I've experienced gang violence. I've experienced loved ones have been murdered as well, and I kind of want to give a little something back. Now that I have this platform to talk to the world, I don't take it lightly, and if I can help, I'm willing to help, so you can count me in on your efforts in regards to that. That's not a problem whatsoever,
great.
Sir.
Thank you so much, and hopefully a lot of the listeners will join my organization. It doesn't cost anything, but just your presence and the strength is in numbers, and that's pretty much what I'm looking for right now.
Okay, well,
so
if you could give them all the information to whereas they can sign up, join up, bring their uniforms, and I can get a march going, and we can make that happen.
I will
get
that information.
Links or,
you?
Or anything that you want to do? Or callers, call me, email me at tweedcadillac@yahoo.com. Go to my website, ogtweedcadillac.com. If you want any information in regards to the National Alliance Against Violence in America, feel free to contact me. We will talk back to you. Just don't yell, y'all. Yes, sir. So, Mr. T-Life, man, you've done it all. You've been there. Tell me about some of the fun times. What? Give me a wild tour story. You know, give me something that was just exciting that blew your mind. Did you ever have a chance to maybe meet Jimi Hendrix or, you know, give me your most memorable music experience where you were just mesmerized?
Well, I'll give you a musical experience. I wasn't mesmerized, but I sort of was. I sort of like fell off the stage in California at a club called the Rolls Royce Club. I don't know if you remember that club or not.
I've been to every club in L.A. back in the day.
Lonnie Lewis used to own that club.
The
you
Rolls
know what I'm talking
Royce.
About?
Do you remember what street that was on?
Oh, man, I don't remember, man. But I tell you who was in the audience. Richard Pryor was in the audience.
Okay.
And, man, I fell off the stage in front of Richard Pryor, and I'm going to tell you, to this day, Raymond Earl and the guys from Instant Funk, we were all playing, man, and these guys to this day laugh about it. I know they're listening on the radio right now. They're listening to your show, and they remember that, man. It was so embarrassing. and Richard Pryor got on stage and started telling jokes about me, man. It was just unbelievable. So that's one of my most memorable moments on the road. But, of course, you know, I did a lot of production, so I didn't really do the road that much after Evelyn King and her successes. I just went into, like, total production for about 2-3 years. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deep one.
Yeah.
Back in the days when I used to be a rapper, I remember a funny story as well. I guess I could share it, man, with the listeners. I'm not ashamed. I was on stage in a city called Oxnard, California. I never forget this day. And I put my mic out so somebody could say something, and a guy in the audience grabbed the mic out of my hand, took three paces back, Now, this is the middle of the show. I have no mic. The guy's in the audience and shit with my microphone. Oh, man. It was, you're talking about an embarrassing situation. It was funny.
I'm sure.
That showbiz right there, man. I could tell a lot of stories, man, back in the day. Wow, man. A hell of a ride. So I can understand the ride that you were on. Can you explain to us, like, some of the countries that you've been? I'm sure you've been over all 50 states. I mean, have you been out of the country? Give me some experiences, like in Europe and Japan and things of that nature.
Man, we went to Africa, again, with Instant Funk, you know, Instant Funk, and that was a trip. We went over there for Shirley Temple, went over to Ghana, landed in Liberia. We went all over Africa for a while. It was really a lot of fun. It's an interesting country. But I'm going to tell you, I've been to Cairo. I've been to Egypt. I've been to a lot of different places. I love England and places like that. But I tell you, when you get back here, you want to kiss the ground, bro.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Now, that's for me. Now, everybody may not feel the same way, but I've been there, done that. So, for me, this is probably the greatest country in the world. It's too bad that it's got some sick issues, but I think every country does. But when you look at a country like this, you expect it not to be those particular type of issues. But that's another story for another show.
I can dig it. Let's go into another song since we're talking about it. It's going down, y'all. 93.2 FM is a... The legendary, rest in peace, Mr. King of Punk Funk, Rick James, 93.2 FM, 347-308-8747. I'm the player, but don't yell.
I will get you one day.
747. All the way live, y'all. 93.2 FM. On the premises, Mr. T Life will be right back. Stay tuned, y'all. behalf of 93. Tweet FM, this broadcast is sponsored by I Am Indie. Once again, we want to say get well to DJ Battle Cat. Legendary West Coast phenomenon. We wish him well. We'll also give thanks to Mr. Theodore Life Jr. for blessing this platform on 93.3 FM. Sunday's show will be none other than Miss Evelyn Champagne King. Next Thursday, Chris Jasper of the world famous Isley Brothers. Following that will be Foster Silvers of the legendary family, the Silvers. Followed by Peebo Bryce. If I keep on, it'll look like I'm bragging. But you can't stop a high-speed soul train. How could you not picture me rolling? 93.3 FM, y'all. 347-308-8747. Mr. Theodore Light Jr., tell me something
yes,
that the world want to know. Tell me something.
You know,
are you still
heard
in contact
much, oh,
with
man.
Gamble and Huff?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you still speak with Gamble and Huff?
Oh, yeah.
Do
sure.
they still live in Philly or have they moved out?
Well, no, they still live in Philly.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, man, because, like, I just had the pleasure of going to a reunion in the neighborhood, the street that I grew up on, and I saw people that I hadn't seen in over 20 years, and it was a beautiful thing. So I understand that relationships really mean a lot. And,
oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure that your life and the spectrum of the area and the arena that you was playing in, to be able to have been with those notable people, we're not going to say celebrities because everybody is a person before they are a celebrity. So
right.
just to have that affiliation and contact to be able to keep the legacy going and share jokes and memories is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, sir, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom. I want to thank you for your friendship. And also, I'd like to just thank you on behalf of our listeners here at 93.Tweed for you blessing this platform. You are more than welcome to come back anytime. If there's anything you want to talk about, feel free to call me. You have my digits, my math. It's all to the good.
Well, Tweed, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. It's been a blast. I love your show. It's exciting. I ain't heard this much funk, man, in 39 years. You know, that's
well, that's what we do. We the only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. If you find another one, let me know so I can tune in. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, yeah, babe.
I be telling them, man, don't touch that knob because this is my day job. So
right.
it's real over here in the field, man, 93.3 FM. We on behalf of us, my sponsors, we want to thank you, Mr. Theodore Life Jr. I will call you tomorrow just to suck up some more knowledge and game from you off
that.
The air. Thank you for being my friend, sir. It's been a blast.
Hey, man, I love you.
I love you as well. Stay tuned, y'all. 93.3 FM is them. We're about to turn the music up, y'all. Funkadelic with the Temptations. You heard? 93.Tweed FM. Ism. Don't get no smoother than this, y'all. All day, every day, Thursday and Sunday nights. Stay tuned. Evelyn Champagne King, Sunday night.
I'll be back. Yep.
For the people, with the people, go tell your people. 93.Tweed FM. Ism. Tweed FM ism, baby. Shots goes out to all my true homies, all my true fans, my true followers. Believe in me like I believe in you. Going down. Don't touch that knob, this is my day job, y'all.
Hey, baby, take a look over your shoulder. Say, you, come over here.
You can forgive me now.
Find me, I'm still going to be here, still going to be playing these lowrider R&B custom oldies. Stay down, y'all. Sunday night, Evelyn, Champagne King, Mishi, be safe. Holler at a player. I'm on deck. One love, 93.3 FM. I'm out.